So as the spirit moves, let's get into a state of receptivity. So close your eyes. If you can turn your phones off and all the rest, that's great. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. So with your eyes closed, put your awareness or attention to your right eyeball. For those people who are new to meditation, you can even put your hand there, your fingers just lightly touch, and then take it away when you focus on the right eyeball. Even if you're not new, try it. It might be something that allows you to really bring your attention into the right eyeball. Now that you've landmarked it, just allow the energy to move into the right eyeball. Now, the left eyeball, you can touch your left eyeball. We're just setting up the meditation that we're going to do, but we want to get the right body parts focusing. So you're on the left eyeball now. You can take your hand away, but just hold your attention there and feel the whole left eyeball. Now feel the two eyeballs together. And notice how your internal awareness, your internal vision, or that knowingness coming from the inside starts to focus more towards the middle of those two eyeballs. So right, the spot right between your two eyebrows is where the pituitary gland is, or in the subtle body, the third eye. So allow yourself to go from focusing equally on the right and left eyeball to more in to the third eye. You can feel something going on there. So we'll just let that go and slowly, slowly come back, relax. You can keep your eyes closed. Just wanted to set that up so that when we go through this process, you will really be able to go deeper into the eyeballs. The eyeballs are where we absorb our karma. Yes, it's absorbed in the throat and in the shoulders and all the rest, but how we perceive our environment, we will choose what we're going to look at. That's the first. So we want to really understand that how to cleanse your karma, how to get rid of blocks, is by choosing in our lives what we're going to look at and pay attention to. And that first is coming from the eyes. Because our eyes are open all day long. may not be listening so much to the wah, wah, wah going on. But we're looking, so we're absorbing, even though we don't necessarily want to pay attention to all that, we may be absorbing it. Consciously or unconsciously, it's coming through the windows. They say that the eyes are the windows to the soul. Makes sense, right? So that's your experience. That's the mechanism to really, when we go to that part of the meditation, this is your opportunity to wash your eyeballs and wash your third eye, wash at the level of the soul, cleanse, clear. All those words mean the same thing in this case, in this instance. So let's get the blessings of Ganesha, who removes the internal obstacles. Let's get the blessings of Dr. Pillai to come in and to really enhance that whole process. And then we'll set up the apparatus of the chakra system. So close your eyes again, if you haven't, if you open them, close them again. And if you can sit as upright as possible, but be comfortable. You don't have to be militant. We really want to activate the spine. If you can't sit, then lie down. It will be okay if you go to sleep. Don't fight it. You'll still get the benefits. So putting your attention on the base of the spine, at the lowest chakra, the root of the chakra system, the root is also called the Muladhara in Sanskrit. Mula means root. So we're at the base or the root of your being. There's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. You don't have to make sense of that. Just if that appears, that vision appears to you, great. If not, it could be an orangish, reddish light. If you don't see anything, you may feel some energy that starts to move in through your pelvis and then work its way down your legs. Even into your feet and your toes. Allow that to move. In fact, we're going to go through a process where we put our awareness to that movement and allow it to show us where there's blocks in our lower body. So energetic blocks that may be causing pain or aches in the joints, or pain or aches in the muscle tissues. Old injuries might come to the surface. Memories might come. Thoughts of being stuck might be there, getting illuminated with your attention and awareness. Allow this reddish-orangish light or Ganesha's energy to dissolve. Wash it away as it comes up. We'll invoke him now, starting at the base of the spine and then all that energy light moving through down into the feet and toes and back up. Allow it to swirl around and show you what needs to get released, and then release it. Meaning, let it go, as you would if you someone put a hot rock in your hand, you would let it go. You just release it. You don't need it. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Shreem Reem Kleem Glaum Gam Ganapataye Vara Varada Sarvajaname Vasamanaya Namaha. Gam 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 Gum 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 Now bring your attention back into that point at the base of your spine, the tailbone, the coccygeal area. And allow your awareness now to move the energy up through a very thin tube of light, starting at the base of the spine, moving through the navel chakra, through the heart chakra, going up and piercing the throat, moving up, going into the middle of your brain, piercing the third eye, and then the top of your brain, crown, into the space. It pierces the skull and goes into the space. So imagine it, or feel it, experience it in some way that the divine is revealing to you. Now we'll activate the chakras one by one, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move up to the throat, feel the throat, clear it if you need to. Ma. Now move up to the middle of your brain, your third eye. Allow your attention to float down to the base of your spine. Nam. Move into your navel. Ma. Move up to your heart center in the middle of your chest. She. Move into your throat. Va. Now into the two eyes. Feel the two eyeballs. Feel the whole brain. the two sides of the brain. Now, we'll invoke Dr. Ply's blessings. Imagine him, or just allow his image to appear in your internal knowingness, or vision, or awareness. The presence is there outside of you. His presence is there. You may see his form or imagine it being there, the image of it. It can be in his physical form or light, form of light, body. Feel the presence. Now, a laser beam of light is penetrating your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. Allow it to penetrate from his third eye into your third eye. Receive it. As this light penetrates deeper and deeper into your third eye, it can even go into deeper into the brain, and the whole brain can light up. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmi Shri Guruve Namaha. Guru's grace will dispel the darkness, will remove dark light from your brain and body. Receive the beam of light that will search it out. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmi Shri Gurave Namaha. Keep filling your brain up with this light. Imagine it going to all parts of your brain, even to the back of your brain, without your eyes moving, although you can allow them to do whatever they need to do. Just imagine the light going and swirling around so that it can penetrate deep, even into the back of the brain, the back of the skull. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now, put your attention on your right eyeball. The neurons are firing. Thoughts get processed in the right eyeball. Your attention and focus will cleanse all negative thoughts and enhance all positive thoughts. The neurons will fire, lighting those positive thoughts up, washing out all negative energies. And the whole right eyeball will light up. The right eye is connected or wired to your left brain. You can feel the left brain come alive when you imagine that connection from your right eye to the left brain. All this time, Dr. Pillai's beam of light is penetrating your third eye and helping you to focus on your right eyeball, bringing light there, and the left brain. Now visualize a bright white light, as brilliant as the midday sun, beaming into your right eyeball. It's beaming from outside of you, penetrating at the eyeball level into your right eyeball, bang, 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 beams of light hitting the right eyeball. Receive it. Allow it to jolt that right eyeball. Electrify it so that the right eyeball becomes as light, as brilliant as the sunlight. It dispels ignorance. The ignorant thoughts have disappeared. The ignorant thoughts cannot stand this much light. Keep allowing that beam of light to bang your right eyeball. There's no processing unit in the right eyeball for ignorance. It gets dissipated. It disappears. It has to drop. If there's dark light there still, imagine that beam of light piercing the right eyeball, banging it with light all over the right eyeball. You may not even experience your eyeball being there. It's just light, a socket of light. Ignorance has disappeared. Ask your higher self, what's the message? What is this experience? The answer might not come. Just allow yourself to receive. The light and superintelligence or divinity coming and banging your right eyeball with light. Rooting out the darkness, searching for it, dispelling it. Burning it away. Purifying it. Washing it.
will switch to the left eyeball. It'll take some time to switch your attention. Just allow yourself to come over to the left eyeball. Again, the neurons are firing in the left eyeball. You're feeling it getting activated with Dr. Pillai's continuous light beam penetrating your third eye, allowing your attention, your focus to go into the left eyeball and stay there. It gets locked in. The thoughts that get processed there in the left eyeball are now starting to get sorted out. All ignorance and negativity is being dissipated because the light and attention is causing it to be removed, faded away, dissolved away. The light is penetrating the left eyeball. Feel it. Feel the whole left eyeball. Again, the left eyeball is connected to the brain, the right brain, so the opposite brain. You'll feel that start to light up. So the left eyeball, the neurons are firing. There's a connection or a wiring to your right brain. Feel it. Now imagine the whole right brain lighting up. At the same time, you're paying attention to the left eyeball. Now visualize a bright white light, as bright as the midday sun, beaming into your left eyeball. It pierces it, beams into it. Bang, bang, bang. With beams of light into your left eyeball. And then the left eyeball becomes as bright or brilliant light as the sun's light. The thoughts that are processed in the left eyeball get cleansed. Ignorant thoughts have disappeared. It cannot stand this much light. So your attention is really important to dispel those ignorant thoughts. There's no processing unit for ignorance. So they need to just be thrown out. Released. Dropped. Focusing on the left eyeball, if there's darkness there, the beam of sunlight pierces the eyeball. Bang, bang, bang. The darkness disappears with the white light filling the eyeball. now. Look at both eyes, both eyeballs. Focus on the bright light now that is in place where those eyeballs are positioned. Blinding sunlight drops the ignorance. With that sunlight, that brilliant light that dispels darkness, you cannot do work that is not rewarding. You can work less and accomplish more. Your focus is there. You can just think and do things, allow things to manifest. Keep putting your attention on where the two eyeballs were and are now filled with bright light, swirling around, energizing the eyeballs and the brains, the right and left brain. So we're going to go into the middle of your brain, the midbrain area. So allow your attention to go from your eyeballs into the middle of your brain, as if it's a vacuum or some sensation of pulling you back, your attention back into the middle of your brain from your eyeballs. Now internally look at your spinal column. Visualize the light. It's beaming bright like the sun. Moving up from the base of the spine through the navel, the heart, the throat, up to the third eye chakra in the brain, and then the light is activating the whole midbrain area. So the middle of your brain is lighting up. You can continue to feel that empowerment, the movement shooting up or flowing up the spine, piercing the chakras and then activating the midbrain, or you can just be in the midbrain now. The middle of the brain includes the complex of the pituitary gland, which is that located around the spot between your two eyebrows, and then also the pineal gland that is a little bit back from there, towards the back of your brain and up. And it's at the middle of your brain, so the midway point. Your internal knowing will take you there. You don't have to be an anatomist or even understand where it is. Just allow your attention to go and focus there, at that brilliant light swirling around in the midbrain. As you pull your attention into this midbrain, the frontal lobe starts to freak out a bit. Thoughts will come and say, hey, think. And you'll say, no. Because the midbrain is full of joy and the ability to manifest divine thoughts, heaven on earth, your concept of heaven on earth, can be manifested from the midbrain. Feel the midbrain. Feel the pulling from the pituitary, the spot between your two eyebrows, pulling backwards into the middle of your brain, towards the pineal gland. And then as you experience the light shooting from the base of your spine, penetrating this midbrain, it's going to push the intelligence, the light, so it strikes the skull and goes up outside of you, into the sky, and goes up and up and up. You transcend your reasoning. You bypass all reasoning, analytical process. The light activates higher and higher and higher and higher states of consciousness that is within the midbrain, but your attention is going out of the skull and grasping that intelligence from the skies above, the Akash. Now feel the release of the elixir that the pineal excretes. As you're going higher and higher and higher into the sky, all the chakras are getting lit up, the midbrain is getting lit up, the pineal is releasing the elixir. The body and mind are getting rejuvenated, filled up. Put your attention on the midbrain. Feel it. It's getting activated with these higher states of intelligence from within and high above. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Let go of the meditation or mind process. As you're coming back to yourself, make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai for giving you a deeper understanding of your soul self, your connection to your higher self, God, and also to Ganesha for removing the obstacles so you would stick with the process. Slowly, slowly come back. Take your time, and you might feel a little bit out of this world or out of your body, but just bring your attention back to your physical body and surroundings and